Our companion today, as we walk with the spirits, is Starfish. Starfish is an ocean dweller whose body is shaped, has been given the description, shaped like a star. And they have all kinds of colorings, all different numbers of what we may call arms or their legs. You know, the starfish physiology and consciousness is different than human. But our way of trying to understand those appendages, we might call them arms or legs. And they have particular functions and forms for the being of the starfish. In my medicine bundle for Throwing of the Bones ceremony, the starfish brings us the medicine of wholeness, of a healing process when there has been an injury or harm or a wounding of some kind. In their physical living, the starfish have a really unique gift. They have the capacity to regrow an arm. If there has been an injury, they will regenerate that part of their body, that external part of their body. So the medicine they're showing us symbolically and in the ceremonial ways is our own capacity to regenerate, to heal, to rebuild when there's been any kind of trauma. This might be something that happened very recently. This can be a physical injury, an emotional wounding, a threat of a possibility of harm is traumatizing. This may be witnessing or hearing about, watching news about harm that's being done to others, other humans, places on the planet, harm to the earth, to the waters, to the air, to particular other species on the planet. The witnessing, the knowing about wounding can activate a trauma response in our own beingness, our own bodies, our own minds, our own hearts, our own energy fields. Starfish is also talking about the healing from injury that may have taken place some time ago. So the reactivating of our capacity to heal is one of the things Starfish brings us the remembering of, that you have the capacity to heal. Our bodies, our spirits, our energy fields, any system seeks to maintain its integrity. There is activation of different processes to reconstruct, to reintegrate, to create a cohesiveness and integrity. One of the healing processes that Starfish can also show us about is an ancient modality of healing called soul retrieval or spirit peace retrieval. It's a reclaiming of the aspects of the self, the energy field, the knowings, your genuine ways of being, to reintegrate those aspects that have gone missing. It's a response to trauma, that aspects of the self that cannot be maintained leave. They move out of the energy field because it's not safe for some reason. The understanding in the realm of Katasi, this lineage of Katasi, that the healing process is possible because those missing aspects, those what we might call lost aspects, are being held in the spirit realm so they can be called back whenever we're ready, when we're able, when we have enough foundation, perhaps enough safety, enough sense of protection to be able to incorporate more, to reclaim more, to reweave, remember. The starfish remembers their own body, regenerates their own physiology. And symbolically, we can do that too on many levels. We do regenerate our physiology. We do regenerate our emotional field, our psychological well-being, our spirit body, your energetic body. The wholeness of you is possible to regenerate and heal. One of the gifts that occurs in that kind of regeneration, that kind of healing process, is the understanding of one's wholeness, even when there has been injury and wounding. You are not the wound. Any traumatic life experience or experiences does not define you. It's in the healing and the remembering and the reweaving of our wholeness that that kind of energy can actually be more understood and lived. That kind of self-awareness can come more alive. You are not the wound. The injury does not define you. There is a vaster, more whole, more integrated you that can be found. The healing is possible. This healing tradition of soul retrieval in the lineage of Katasi, it's part of the way of living. And this is from a people whose ways of living did not involve the kind of oppression and desecration that is so familiar in contemporary social cultural conditioning. And still, they have these healing ways. In the long-standing, long-enduring tradition of healing, this was an aspect. So accidents happen. Unexpected trauma events occur. There's no shame or blame about it. The starfish is calling us to remember our capacity to heal and to engage that, to seek that, to find the processes that support that. So keep the spirit of starfish close. If you live in a place where you can visit physically with a starfish, if you're near waters or have been and have memories of these, bring those memories alive or go get close to the places where the starfish live. See them. Connect with their ecosystem. Connect with their homelands, their home waters. You know, feel that wholeness of the starfish. We don't just have to extract this being out of their web. We want to understand and get to know them in the web of life, their ecosystem, their natural way of living too. That's part of how we reweave our own relationship with a being. We hold the wholeness of that being in our awareness, and you will bring your own wholeness in order to be able to relate like that. It can be that simple. Hold your connection with starfish close. Seek the medicines that starfish is offering. Engage, activate in your own healing to regenerate, reweave, remember your wholeness.